So what's this month then? Which book are we going to be focusing on?
Well, it's a little bit different because it's not fiction. It's a memoir. It's by the author Margaret Forster, who died recently, but she was known for writing biographies and also novels. But this book is called My Life in Houses, and it is exactly that. It's her life in the houses, according to the houses that she lived in over her life.
So are these sort of grand houses? Or
they're not, no, they're pretty normal houses, terrace, semi.
Which I suspect probably makes it a better read.
It does, because it's something that we can all relate to. And in fact, I think I felt, walking away from the book, that it was something that I actually wanted to replicate. I thought, well, I could do this about the houses in my life. And actually, it would be a great way to look at your memories and to have a record of it. And also, if you were interested in writing, creative writing for its own sake, it's quite a good little discipline, a little exercise to do, is to write a memoir by starting out with stories about your own houses and where you lived, the homes that you had over your life.
So does each house sort of represent a chapter in it? I don't know how many there
are. 10 houses that she represents, and actually each one could stand as a short story in itself, but it takes it from her early childhood and her parents making a home for her there, her school life, and progresses through student times and then her early working life and early married life. She was married to Hunter Davis, who was a famous biographer, and then the house that they actually then spent most of their life in together, which they bought in London. It was in quite a rundown area at the time, but obviously has picked up over the years, and it tells of how they turned it from a quite a basic house that needed a lot doing to it into a lovely family home, which they spent most of their life in. So it's very powerful, I think, quite moving, and very, very easy to read and very easy to dip into as well. It's a sort of Sunday afternoon read, I think.
Fantastic. And she was quite an interesting lady as well, wasn't she? Because she wasn't keen on chatting about herself too much.
That's right. In this day and age where authors have to, they're expected by their publishers to do a lot of publicity, doing interviews for magazines and events, author events and festivals, as we know, she refused to do it. She just loved writing for its own sake, and she hoped that people would buy her books if they enjoyed them, which of course they did. And she refused to do all the publicity circuit, which of course when she started out wasn't really part of the mix anyway, but she stood her ground, so she didn't do it. Just stayed at home and wrote.
So this is the way we learn about her as a person, through her books,
yeah, which is great.
So that's it. So it's Margaret Forster's My Life in Houses, yeah?
That's right.
Okay, who's it published by?
Ooh, it's published by, thank you, I haven't got that lined up, ready? Chatto and Windus.
Okay.
And it is in paperback. I've got a hardback here, but it's now in paperback, so it's brilliant. It's very easy to get.
Excellent. So if you fancy the idea of that, you'd like to have a look, then do, you know, join in and write us a short review, or, you know, you can always give us a call, ping us an email, however you want to get in touch, just to let us know what you thought of it, basically. So Catherine, I know, goes without saying, you're a huge fan of books, and there's a big festival coming up in the county next month.
That's right.
Books East.
Yes, it's a new event that's taking place in Ipswich, mainly at the town hall, but there are venues throughout Ipswich as well. It's a new event, but it's got some a really great lineup of authors, fiction writers as well as non-fiction, something for children, men and women. I think they're very keen to get the men reading. So there's some great speakers, including Ranulph Fiennes, the explorer.
I know, who Leslie chatted to last week as well. Have you been through and sort of put your circle around who you,
yes,
who
I
you
have.
Want to see?
There are a couple of authors that I've read their books already, who I shall be interested in hearing speak. Fiona O'Neill has written a book called The Good Girl, which is about the implications of social media going wrong on family in it's set in Norfolk. Actually, it's a bit of a thriller really, but it's very of its moment and is quite powerful. And there's Jill Dawson writing about her novel, which is called The Crime Writer, which is about the life of Patricia Highsmith, who actually spent 3 years of her life in Suffolk. And Patricia Highsmith was known for The Talented Mr. Ripley and the film Carol, which has just come out. And then there's another writer who she's sitting on a panel of new talent. Her name's I don't know whether I'm going to say it right, Shalu Go, and she's originally Chinese. Mm-hmm. I think that's how you pronounce it. And her book I've read recently is called I Am China, which was quite powerful and also quite difficult. So I'm I'm keen to hear what she has to say in the hope that it helps me understand her book a little bit more. But she's also talking with a couple of other they've been pinpointed by Granter, I think, as best new talent. So there's Emma McBride and Andrew Michael Hurley, who are speaking on the same panel, I think. So that would be quite interesting because they're new writers and people to watch out for the future, I think. So I'll be quite interested in hearing them.
And actually, funnily enough, we're talking to someone that's appearing at Books East next on the programme. We're talking to Roger Hermiston. So we'll find out even more from him as well. Catherine, thank you as always for coming in, for your suggestions. And don't forget, if you want to join in this month, Margaret Forster's My Life in Houses is the book that we're... So are you going to reread this one?
Or I am, yes. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks, Catherine.